This is Olive.
And this is Rice.
We're mother and daughter.
And we bring you a daily dose of flavor to your life.
Boop, boop.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, sorry, our podcast has come to you a bit later this week. Both of us have had a little bit of a chest infection. Don't worry, we are COVID-free.
We hope. Well, no, I've been tested. Yes. Have you?
Well, I'm with you all the time.
Okay, so she's going process of elimination.
Yes.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, Rice?
So we have a few ideas lined in the pipeline.
Is that how we say it? We have a few ideas in the pipeline.
Yeah, wait, like they're lined. Waiting. They're lined up. In the pipeline. So to start off that whole process for it to start moving, we're going to talk about our engagement stories.
Yeah, did you hear there was an S at the end?
Yes. Obviously, it's one for me. So maybe we'll... do we want to end with mine? Because I think mine will be nice and quick. You can start us off.
I feel like sometimes I am the story, man.
Well, you have had a very colourful life.
Yes, which has been very...
The most colour in my life is my 1% Nigerian.
God.
Yes. To all the people who have listened to our other episodes, like 16, 11 times, whatever... I know there's only three of you that have listened to my DNA. So only you guys will know the butt of the joke.
Oh, sweet Jesus. All right. So what do you want to ask me, Rice?
Well, tell us about how your husband's...
Jeez.
...proposed to you. What's the story behind it? How did it happen? So... Was it romantic? Did you think in your head, what the fuck is this?
So I got engaged for the first time at 19.
Yes.
To your biological.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. My granny gave us a diamond.
Mm. So like just a bare diamond?
No, like a diamond that was in a ring.
Okay.
And then we had it reset and I had it designed the way I wanted it, which was the big diamond in the middle and then three diamonds on each side.
What happened to that ring?
Yeah, it was cursed. I'll tell you about it in section two. So... So he had the ring and then he proposed on the beach. If you know East London, it was near Nahoon. And when he opened when he gave me the box, which was stupid. Why give me the fucking box?
Yeah, anyway, usually the men open the box in front of you, right?
Well, he often tried to be really
different.
Yeah, and it never worked. So I think he did go on one knee, which I was like, oh.
Mm.
And then he gave me the box. Mm. And when I opened the box, the ring went and flew out. And that should have been my first sign.
Yeah, right? That ooh, maybe he's like, be on my no. first
finger. And then he was like, ah, what did you Sorry, so we had our first fight.
Yes.
Before I'd even said yes.
Oh, great.
Looking for the ring.
Aren't those all the signs, right, that you just choose not to look
I should have
at.
Gone no. But I wouldn't have you, so that's
yes,
okay.
That's true.
So we got engaged, and then I broke our engagement.
The first one?
Yes, because he was out on the it was just post Nelson Mandela release and going into power, and there was a lot of unrest.
Mm.
And so we were split.
He was in the police
and he was doing a lot of border control and going away for months at a time. And it was really hard on me, God.
Mm.
I wasn't in a good place. And I can tell a lot of stories, which I'm not going to do.
No, this is just about engagement. Okay. Yeah.
So then we got engaged again when we got back together.
Yes, which was how long after the first one?
It was about 6 months.
Okay. So he thought he'd try his luck again.
Yes, what the hell,
how,
man?
How did that, Jesus, how did he do it this time?
I can't even remember. That's how romantic it was.
So obviously that was a what the fuck moment.
That was the, oh, we'll just get back together, use the ring.
Oh, you used the same
yeah,
ring?
Yeah, we used the same
that
ring.
That bounced out of the box the first time.
Yep. So that's engagement two.
Yeah. So did he keep the ring the whole time? Or did you have
the ring? I can't remember.
Okay. Well, since it was your granny's diamond, you would have had the ring, right?
I probably kept it, yeah.
Okay.
Gave it back to him to give back to me.
Yes.
very weird mm-hmm. and stupid. Anyway, we get married, we get divorced. I come back with you after such a traumatic time. We were divorced for about a year. And my mother, God bless her, goes, you can't live in sin. Great. And we looked at the ring and I went, can we just make it look different?
Oh, so you had it redesigned again. Oh, Lord.
Same diamond, same gold, same diamonds.
So you think the diamond is cursed?
That's correct.
Okay.
It was a yellow diamond. It was actually, anyway.
Okay, yep.
It was quite an expensive, it was quite a big diamond. So we had it redesigned again. I don't know how we proposed because we were in a really weird place.
Yeah, maybe you guys just went, yeah, let's just do it again.
Well, he did. Like, and he must have done something. It was weird. Like, how many times could he ask my dad? This is the fucking third time.
I can get a married daughter again, please.
He did.
And Opa said yes.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Opa didn't want me to
live in sin.
Be a sinner. So,
you sinful being.
So we were married 5 months this time. We had the whole ceremony and everything, but that's for a different episode, right? And then when we got divorced, I was like, this fucking ring's cursed, man. It's got to go.
Get it away.
So I sold it to someone at my work for next to nothing. I just wanted the ring out of my life.
Okay. So that's why, like,
I was like, the ring and your dad are somehow connected. So the longer I
even
keep
though
this
it
thing,
had
more
nothing to do with him.
Oh, my sweet fuck. And, you know, even after that,
it was still there taunt you.
Well, we had this weird relationship where I truly feel sorry for your mom, Shanae, because dad and I were like these two fated fucking people that just struggled to be together but struggled not to be together. It was stupid and ridiculous. Anyhow, so what are we on, number three?
Yeah.
You're waiting for this big romantic one, aren't you? I don't think I, like, anyway, then I was.
Well, don't disappoint. She's not spoiling anything. We'll just wait and see.
And I'm thinking, then I almost got an engagement, but I got a kick under the butt versus an engagement with Clint. So I thought we might get engaged, and then he came home telling me he no longer loves me and we need to move out. What a fucking.
That's an anti-engagement.
That's an anti-engagement. Is that minus? Is that a minus? No. So that's three.
Yeah.
So four didn't materialize there.
Yeah.
Then we dated that weird guy with the twins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did God. That have, did you, were you engaged to him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have this thing where people want to marry me.
Right. Okay. So how did that engagement go?
Well, first, actually, that was quite sweet. He made an engagement ring out of wire in his workshop and a precious stone.
Okay.
And he asked me to marry him, and I didn't really
want to say no.
Yes, oh, my pleaser came up, and I was like, yeah! He called me his shiny penny.
I don't know how I feel about that, because he just put you in his pocket.
Well, it probably. I saw some indicators that made me want to run.
Yes.
That's the guy we ran from.
Yes.
And we hid in the cupboard. Do you
so
remember?
We did run.
Yeah, okay, we did run. And he was the one that showed up at your school sports event. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, my God. It was fucking stalker. It was.
He was a stalker.
And okay. No, he was just hurting. Like, I get that now, but I was scared out of my wits. Anyway, I kept that ring. I don't know where it is.
Oh, great.
Anyhow.
Maybe that's cursed,
no,
too.
Fuck.
Okay.
I don't wear I think I might have got it. I know I didn't give it back.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't take it back.
I think I would have noticed some weird wiring.
No. He gave me a nice ring afterwards, but it was just made of a citron. It wasn't really, you know what a citron is? It's like a yellow stone.
Yellow again.
Yellow.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
I quite like yellow. Okay, so that's four. Fuck.
We're keeping a tally,
oh,
everyone.
Jesus. Now we come to Joshua's dad. So Joshua's dad and I had Josh. I never wanted to get married again.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
after all those engagements and all those yellow rings, you were like,
I was
nope.
Like, I'm fucking not having And so, but I wanted a baby. Mm. So I had this beautiful little dark haired baby.
Mm.
And then what did my mom and dad say?
Don't live in sin.
Yep. Bung, bung, bung. So
Sin.
and Doug, I don't think he really wanted to marry me.
Yeah.
We were just in this weird symbiotic, let's share costs relationship. And, you know, we were friends and maybe lovers, but we weren't, nothing was really fitting properly.
Yeah.
I must tell you a story. So when my mom and dad, my grandpa used to live with us, I was always working. Remember when I took that that national management role? I was always on a plane. And he was always traveling in Africa, so I didn't have to tell him where I was going. I just told Omar, you know, you got to pick the kids up. I'm gone for 2 days. I'll be back then. But I thought I had told him.
Yes.
Had I?
No.
And so I just drove out. And then he went bananas and I had like 20 missed calls on my first.
Where are you?
And he was like, you don't tell me anything ever. You try to annihilate me, but I never allowed it.
Yes.
Anyhow, we got engaged at a restaurant, which was really weird. It's a chain in South Africa. And I remember it's like an Italian chain. They wore like orange. The orange was in their logo. I can't even think. Whoever's in South, oh, now you probably know what it is. Prima,
I don't know.
Parimi, something with a P. And God, he asked my dad too. My poor dad must have like son. Oh my,
another one.
And so I bought an engagement ring.
You for yourself?
Well, he didn't have a lot of money, and like we pulled our money, so it was weird. So I went and so this had a Tanzanite.
So wait, he asked you at the restaurant and then went.
No, I'd chosen the ring already. I knew he was going to ask me.
So then you gave him the ring?
Yeah, because
and then at the restaurant you were like, it's going to happen.
No, I didn't know it was going to happen. We just went out for dinner.
Right, okay.
But it was really odd and unromantic.
The whole thing is just odd.
What the fuck?
You chose your own ring. Like, you knew it was like, what the fuck is that?
And it had lots and lots of diamonds in on the side.
Well, because you were the one who chose it, so you know. And was it yellow?
No, it was blue.
Yay, it wasn't yellow. He finally moved away from that color.
So that was five or four. Five.
Five.
My poor dad. Anyway, so we were married for 3 years.
Like, how many times did he have to give you away?
Shut up. It was really, it was quite embarrassing, actually. Shame. I did feel like I was the Scarlet Woman. Anyway.
Okay, next one.
So, Dad.
Her current one. Yes.
The one.
And this was a romantic one, right?
He was romantic. Yes. He took me away. I didn't know he was going to propose. But he took me away for, one of them came to visit. And we needed time out because it was heavy. Like, we didn't have time out when you guys were younger, you know. We could ask you, but that didn't feel fair. You were already helping so much, you know. And so Oman and them came to visit and we flew off to Cairns for a long weekend. And then we always get picnics. Dad and I, we love this picnic idea. And so we did a picnic and we'd been out swimming the day.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on the couch and he looked at me and he said, Tina, will you marry me?
Wasn't it in a book or something? The ring?
I can't remember.
I feel like I remember you saying, like, you opened a book and the ring was in the book.
It was a Pandora ring. I've still got it because he didn't want to choose for me.
Right. Okay.
And I was so happy.
Aww,
it was romantic because it was just the two of us. We just had a good time. We were just connecting so deeply and he asked me if I would please be his wife.
Aww. And look, you're still going strong.
Thank Jesus. It's your taken longest lots of work.
One, yeah.
And then we went and chose the ring together. Of course, it was on offer.
Of course.
But that means we got a good deal.
Yes.
And I don't wear it as much now because I've picked up a little bit of weight, so it squeezes my fingers.
But you wear the two rings.
I wear my wedding band and the band that Dad gave me after.
Yes.
But that was probably the best one.
Yes.
It was the best one.
Yes.
It was filled with us.
And I'm going to ask a question.
Oh, God.
I'm going to ask a question. Out of all of your engagements, all six of them, how many of them were actual surprises?
The last one.
Only. So you knew all the others were coming, even Mr. Stalker with the...
No, I didn't know that one was
so coming. That was a surprise.
That was an unpleasant surprise.
So two two normal surprises that were engagements and one surprise that was an anti-engagement. Because you weren't expecting Thanks. That either, were you?
Jesus, big kick up the butt. Fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, that's mine. That was not a yellow diamond and not a blue diamond.
Yes, it was a normal one.
Just a normal ring, beautiful, filled with love. Mm. And I still wear the Pandora with the grey pearls.
That's so nice.
I know, he spoils me. Mm. He is very genuine.
Mm.
I remember when I came to visit him in Australia and he told me he loved me the first time.
Aww.
I'll never forget it. To me, the relationship I have with Dad, even if it's very difficult, which it can be, most relationships go through difficult, right?
No marriage is perfect. You're going to have ups and downs, but it's about how you get through the ups and downs that count.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And so I'm super, super, super grateful that I have him in my life.
Mm.
And I think we're happier now than what we've ever been.
Mm.
Maybe that's what love is.
Mm.
If you can work on yourself,
it
gets better and better.
Mm. I agree.
Okay, so those are my six. And how many times did my poor dad get asked? Like a fucking million. Oh, he must have gone, Jesus, can someone just take her now?
Well, you've experienced what Opa has gone through only once.
I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
No.
Because the heartache and the excitement and the joy. No wonder my adrenal glands get rid.
They went through too much.
Okay, now.
Yes.
You had a very romantic proposal.
Well, I think I put a lot of pressure on Jacob to make it that way. Because I don't want some half-assed. If you know my husband, he doesn't put effort into anything. And I wasn't going to have that.
But you got married. You got engaged in Korea. Did you not get engaged the year when you were so sick?
Yeah, that was the year that I was sick. So Jacob and I have had a very interesting relationship because he is Korean. Usually, so we kind of promised each other 3 months into our relationship that we were going to go that way because we had promise rings. Do you remember?
Yes, we said. What did it look like?
They looked like crowns.
Oh.
So he's looked like a crown, so it had some ridges on it and some stones in it, and mine also looked more like a female crown with some stones in it. So it was like they're called couple rings.
Yes.
So we got that 3 months after we had been dating. Mm. So I was kind of like walking around with an engagement ring after 3 months of us dating. Yes. And we always talked about getting married, so it wasn't like a surprise that he was.
No, but you know, I had to laugh when he had to ask permission.
Yes, that, like, I wasn't there, and I don't even know when it happened. I don't know what I was doing, but he asked. You guys went out to a cafe together, and he asked you, right? Yes,
it was 3 hours.
Of course, it was, because you weren't just going to let it be easy.
No, and Dad was like, "Geez,
was he there too?"
Yes. But you know what? I explained to Jacob what I needed,
yes,
and I actually hold him accountable to his promise to me every now and again.
Yes, of course you have to.
You know, but I didn't say my daughter is the only thing that matters. I said my daughter is difficult and stubborn at times.
Yes.
So.
Well, we both are. Jacob and I are actually very similar.
No wonder my grandson is the joy and the light of my life. He's so sweet.
Yes. Yes. So anyway. So I think it was like 3 years into our relationship, I'd finally graduated. No, I had 1 year left of uni. And this was our second visit to Korea.
Mm.
Right. So I'd gotten very sick and I was in hospital directly after we landed because I was sick on the flight and I was in hospital for about a week. Mm. And I think we kind of had spoken we'd kind of spoken about him proposing to me while we were on holiday in Korea.
Yeah.
So we'd had very open conversations about it.
Yeah.
And, but I still wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So I never knew when it was going to happen on our holiday. Mm-hmm. So I was always kind of like a little excited the whole time. Like, oh, when's it going to happen? You know, like, oh, is it going to, he's going to do it in the snow? Like,
My God, you know, you being a Disney princess.
Girl, I know, there were so many.
Your poor husband, and he is not like that at all.
He's not, so it was so uncomfortable.
Like, he would have just slid in a ring across the table and gone there.
Yeah, but he did put a lot of effort in the end. Okay, so what did he do? So, it was like a week before we were going to leave Korea.
Yes.
And I was kind of going,
he's never going to do it.
Like, what's going on here? Jacob, like, you know, we only have a week left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of started kicking into gear and he asked me what type of ring I'd like. And I'd like,
have you bought it yet?
No. And I said, why don't you surprise me? And he's, but I was like, just don't give me a gold ring because I don't want a gold ring. Mm. So he'd ordered me the ring and he would tease me the whole time saying he got me this gold ring that had like this big yellow stone on it. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds horrible. Please don't tell me that's what you got. So he teased me the whole time about what the ring actually looked like. And the ring is beautiful. Like, he chose so well. It's a snowflake. It's very simple. It's beautiful. I don't think I could have asked for a better ring. So he did a very good job choosing the ring. I'm very proud of him. But in Korea, you can just order it and then it's delivered like the next day. It was very quick. And it is a diamond in the middle, a Korean diamond.
What is it? Do you get Korean diamonds, Russian diamonds?
Yeah, it's a Hongdae diamond.
What's a Hongdae?
It's a specific type of diamond.
Do they manufacture it?
It comes from Korea.
Ooh. Do they dig it?
I don't know. Okay, I don't All I know is that it's a Hongdae diamond.
Did you know you can have diamonds made out of someone's ashes?
I don't think mine is. I hope not.
Okay. Sorry, everyone.
So
we held off.
I know, so then I think it was 3 days before we were going to fly back, and we decided to go to Namsan Tower, because we'd never been before, and we wanted to...
Had he not been either?
I don't know if he's been with other women before.
Oh, okay, all right, I don't want to know.
But it's our first time together.
Is it like a romantic place?
Yes, all couples go there, and then on the top level of the tower, you can buy these lockets that you then write your names on, and you lock them. Yes, you lock them
not
on
a
the...
locket.
No.
Okay.
Go away. A lock that you buy that you can then... Yes. That you can then clip onto the gates. So the whole top level
is heavy.
Is just locks everywhere.
Jeez, it's a wonder that the things don't bend. Okay.
With people's couples' names on it, right? Okay. And it's supposed to represent that you'll be together forever type stuff.
Okay. Hopefully the tower stays forever. Mom. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Stop jinxing it. So we went there to do that, and I was getting quite tired. Of course I was, because we'd walked. You made me walk up the fucking hill to get to the tower. I was tired. But he had actually booked. There's a restaurant that's quite like classy. Fancy and expensive and stuff at the top of the tower, and it's a rotating one. So your whole course, from where you start, it goes 360. Around. Mm-hmm. It's slow moving, but you see the whole of Seoul.
Yes, our dad and I were in one of those in Canada.
Mm. Okay. So it was beautiful, but I didn't know he'd booked it because this was the whole surprise, right? And I was going, I'm tired, I'm hungry, can we please go? And he's just making me sit there going, can you just wait? There's this restaurant that's really cool, but there's a waiting list. So we have to wait. And I'm like, I don't want to fuck it. Like, I'm sure we waited an hour. Like, I was...
Did he just time it badly?
Yeah. Okay. I was so irritated and so tired. And then eventually when we got up, I saw how nice it was. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And I kind of started getting an inkling of, did he organize this? Because this is like really nice. Like my husband will usually go.
The chicken shop.
Yeah. Like this is not.
You're lucky you didn't get a diamond in a chicken.
Well, if he had his own way, it might have gone there. But, like, this was very high class, and Jacob's not like that. That's not his first choice. He wouldn't have waited an hour for this unless he'd actually booked it, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of getting this thing in my head, oh, maybe this is going to be that, right? So we sit down, and our food was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was so nice. And then by the end, I was like, maybe I'm wrong. Because, like, our dessert was coming. Nothing's happened. I'm like, nah. Something, he's going to do it later. Like, it's not now. And then as our dessert is coming. He ordered a cake, right?
Your husband is special.
But the cake is from the restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a special cake. It's a small one.
Oh, I'm thinking he ordered a big cake.
No.
Oh,
okay. You've seen the cake in the photos.
Anyway.
But there was like a white chocolate heart that was on the cake, and it said, "Marry me." On it, and they put the cake there. And then when I turned to look at him, he was holding the ring.
Oh, you got your princess.
I know.
I seem to have got my princess.
I got my princess.
No, I want a man's. Sorry, Jacob. You got your princess moment.
Yes. And I was so surprised after. I was like, oh.
I remember you calling me.
Yes. Right after I messaged all my friends, I was like, oh my God, he just proposed. This
Did
is
you
all
call your dad moment. Yet, too?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I think I called all the females.
Oh, good.
Yes. There was a whole situation, which I'm not going to get into.
No, we don't need to.
So I only called the woman really in my life, and I told Dad, here, Dad.
Yes, Daddy.
And it was like, I don't think I could have asked for anything better. It was, but after, I have to tell you, after that he said, don't expect anything like this again.
Great.
Like,
that was the pinnacle.
Like, he must have put so much brain power, like all the romantic brain cells
he has.
He burnt them out for this, choosing a ring and putting the whole thing together. There ain't none left. They're gone.
He is like funny. That. Well, I think you should just demand like you've always done.
Yeah. But that is my one engagement.
Yes.
Story.
I'm not saying anything. I think I'm proud of you for knowing what you want.
Mm.
For me, all I ever wanted was to be loved.
You got that.
Yeah, fucking eventually. But actually, the love needed to start here first, in me.
She's pointing at her chest, everyone.
Tap in the chest that wants to cough. Cough, cough, cough. Well, I think that's our story. We would love to hear other people's stories.
Yes.
So share your stories with us if
How
you like.
How did you get engaged?
Maybe you've been engaged 10 times.
Mm. We'd like to... And maybe you've had some anti-engagements.
Great.
Who knows? But yes, this was the first part of our pipeline.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Our story. This is the...
Yes. The next episode is going to be part one of
this
weddings.
This is the I said yes. The next one is I do.
Yes.
All right, so hang in there for that. Oh, my
That's
God. Does that
fun.
Mean we've got to go through all my shit?
You'll be in part one. Mine will be part two.
Oh, God.
Because you've got, like, three weddings.
Four
weddings. So that's one episode.
There was no funeral.
Good. And I have two weddings. So you'll be part one and I'll be part two. So look out for that. That'll be fun.
And it's nice to hang out with everyone today.
Oh, wait. How are you going to rate the taste of the episode?
I need cough mixture.
So you're going to rate it as cough mixture? For me, I'm going to rate it the sweet meringue cake that I had at our when he proposed.
Well, maybe for Daddy and I, it was avocado.
Great. Jacob's favorite. He'll just come and eat your avocado.
He does. Listen, this is Olive.
And this is Rice.
We're mother and daughter.
And we bring you a daily dose of flavor to your life. Bye, guys.